Seattle businessman Dan Price has been making headlines around the world. This month, Price raised the minimum salary at his credit card payment processing company, Gravity Payments. Over the next 3 years, the bottom salary is going to go up to $70,000 a year. More than two dozen of Price's employees are going to see their paychecks double. That move has been both praised and criticized. Among the critics, radio host Rush Limbaugh.
This is pure, unadulterated socialism, which has never worked. That's why I hope this company is a case study in MBA programs on how socialism does not work, because it's going to fail.
Well, that's what Rush Limbaugh thinks, but Dan Price disagrees, and he is taking a huge personal risk to prove he is right. Price says he'll finance the pay raises partly from company profits, but more than half is going to come from his own salary. Price is slashing his pay from $1 million to $70,000 a year.
If you think about what is this going to cost me out of my pocket, you know, maybe $3 to $5 million, somewhere in there, between having an awesome vacation house in Vail and having everybody make $70,000 or more, I can guarantee I'd rather choose the latter.
The salary increases at Gravity Payments have gotten a lot of attention, but Dan Price says they're necessary.
You know, we have folks that are phenomenal, that are smart, that work hard, that deal with our clients every day, and they make an amount of money that kind of makes it tough to get by in Seattle.
Dan, you mentioned that part of the motivator was to make sure that your employees could live in this incredibly expensive area, Puget Sound, Seattle. Would this have happened if you lived in Nebraska or Kansas or Idaho?
I'm sure that would have factored into the decision, but the same principles would have been there. A couple examples are, about a year and a half ago, we went to an unlimited paid time off policy. And what we were saying with that policy is, you're your own boss, you're trusted, and we're trying to create that engagement, because you can make somebody sit at a desk all day, but you can't make them believe what you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish. So you can apply these principles anywhere, but I do think that it does somewhat matter what the expenses are. And definitely part of the key of the $70,000 was not being distracted by being so close to the poverty line where you're living paycheck to paycheck, and one bad thing is going to upset your ability to go to work, be productive, and buy into our vision.
How big of a business risk is it to invest in the employees rather than the infrastructure of the company itself?
It's a huge risk. You know, any decision where you're spending that massive percentage of your profits is going to be a huge risk no matter what. And so I looked at the other alternatives. We could invest in infrastructure. We could do acquisitions. In the past, whenever we've gotten ahead like this, we've given it back to our clients. And we're all about service to others and sacrifice. The problem was, I needed to have the leadership and the foresight to see that that can only go so far, and the way it was impacting the team, and actually preserve that and perpetuate it as we get bigger.
Could that make you less competitive in the open market?
I think there's that idea, but I don't know if you've seen any of the statistics about employee disengagement and actually employee sabotage. But the majority of folks that work right now don't really care too much for what their employer's doing, don't want to see them succeed. And so I think those are the types of things that really cost people money. I don't think paying people too much is really the risk here. It's much more dangerous for us to have a bad experience with one of our clients than it is to pay somebody well. So I hope, you know, people have different ideas about this. Rush Limbaugh says we're going to go out of business for sure, and he might be right, but we're going to try to prove that actually this is a competitive advantage, and our competitors are going to try to prove that this is a competitive disadvantage, and we'll see who wins.
I'm talking to Gravity Payments CEO Dan Price, who is raising the minimum wage at his Seattle-based company to $70,000 a year. One of the big incentives for most employees to work hard is the prospect of a raise dangling over their head. If they're starting at $70,000, what incentive do you give workers?
Well, actually, money is a very low motivator, and it's not a very powerful one. It can be a motivator to look good, but we all know that we're the ones that know if we're doing a good job or not, and we can put a good kind of impression on other people whether we're doing a good job or not. So the real strong motivators are autonomy, a passion to succeed, a passion to help others, and a passion to be a part of a team. And so for us, we try to keep the focus on those motivators. We try to not really think about money or getting raises. You know, those things are a matter of fairness and taking care of people, but I don't think those are the right way to motivate people long term.
Do you think this model, 70,000, could work for other industries, other businesses, or are you guys unique?
I think the principle of investing in your team and taking responsibility for each individual's success can work for anybody. And to me, that's actually the big point here. The money is secondary. So even if somebody's working at a startup and they can't afford anything like this, the founder of that startup can choose to spend an hour a month developing an entry-level team member and helping them get onto his key team, particularly, you know, underrepresented members like women, minorities, et cetera, right? We can make those investments and help people rise up, and then they'll be still underpaid when they're making $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year. And that's the dream for me, where the employer is actually getting a great return on investment on the employee. The employee's making plenty of money. And so we all need to invest. And to me, these types of policies create accountability for us to do that.
What have you heard from other companies in our area about this?
You know, it has been an overwhelmingly positive response.
Really?
Yeah. It hasn't been exclusively positive. There are some people that have been upset about it or negative. But it's like 99-1 positive. And what I'm hearing are things like, I'm going to follow suit. I even had a friend joke with me that he was going to do $75,000 a year minimum because he's better than me. And I like that one. And another one that I heard that was particularly meaningful to me was from a client of ours that said, I'm proud to do business with you guys. This is why you have such great people that take care of me. And I can't afford to do something like this for my staff, but I'm going to work and think creatively and try to find a way to make it happen someday.
Dan, you told me before we turned on the microphones that you went to a Christian high school. How much of that religious background influenced the way you think about running your business?
Well, you should probably talk to my therapist about that. But I'm sure it had a huge, huge impact on me. You know, it's in your DNA, right? Mm-hmm. And I think for any faith that you're a part of or non-faith traditions, you learn these values, you learn morals, you learn ethics. And I think it just becomes a part of who you are. So, you know, that's my background. That's a part of who I am. But my guess is you could have gotten to some of the same conclusions with many different faith backgrounds.
A lot of your employees, this $70,000 minimum, doubled their wage. Tell me what they said when you told them that you were giving them a raise to $70,000 a year.
There's a woman named Nadellis from Puerto Rico, and she came up to me and said, Dan, I need to tell you something. And I said, go ahead. She said, no, Dan, I need to tell you something. I said, okay, Nadellis, I'm listening. Go ahead. She said, both my parents combined have never made more than $35,000 a year. And that's what I came from. And one of my goals in life is to be able to pay enough to have my mom come visit me in Seattle. And now I can do that.
That's Dan Price. He's the CEO of the Seattle-based company Gravity Payments. Price is raising the minimum salary at his company to $70,000 a year over the next 3 years.